This is the Radio Ronin Show on Podbash.com.
So ever since I had the surgery, it hurts to pee.
Wait.
No, I'm totally kidding.
Wait, what surgery?
It's just terrible. Face. That's where I go. That's how I begin with a urine joke.
Well, we like to start the show on a low note and then go and then build up you back up from there.
Build you back. We like to get rid of any expectation that you may have.
Welcome to Radio Ronin.
That's where you can find us, Radio Ronin. It's on podbash.com. Welcome to the show. It's awesome to be back. I'm a little froggy. I'm still a little kind of...
We'll explain why.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm Chunga. Hey, welcome. With me, as always, the lovely, the talented Mr. Kennedy is right over there.
Hello.
And the Chancellor is here with us as
well. What up?
Smartest man in the room, right?
Hey, guys.
We've also got Liz back in the peanut gallery. She's back there keeping track of things, making sure we don't get too far out of line.
Mm-hmm. And no, we're not giving her a mic for the show, so just stop asking.
We have a mic right there. I have a mic set up for her every single time, but she's like, hell no, I don't want to do this.
She said?
Yeah, I'm not doing that. That's what she said. So.
It's a lot of scrutiny. A lot of people to pick on us.
Yeah.
Me.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of me.
It's a lot of picking. There's a lot of picking going on. Anyway, hey, welcome to the show. I'm so happy to be back. We wanted to try and do a show last week after my reconstructive surgery on my face and my skull. But I was in no shape.
You look beautiful, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
The scars are really cleared up.
Well, you know the right guys. If you know the right guys, you ever wonder how actors can go and get surgery done and then they look just fine? Look at Tom Cruise. I mean, you know that dude's had more surgery than...
No.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, come on, dude.
You're telling me he's had surgery, but he's never fixed that middle tooth?
That's a good point.
The middle tooth? No, you've seen the middle tooth.
That's a little, yeah.
Yeah.
That is true.
Or maybe he just likes having that thing. Maybe he opens, like, pop cans.
Oh, sure. Some people like to have those.
She's like one beaver tooth.
You know, like Jewel. She had one of those. So, here's the thing. I want to say thank you because the reason I was able to return to work basically the day after I had the surgery was because of a guy named Dr. Brain at Lone Peak, oral surgery and reconstructive facial reconstructive surgeons, Lone Peak. That's good.
You know, he actually said
Dr. Brain.
He knew exactly what he was doing. He was he was really efficient. He did this in under 3 hours.
Yeah.
But well,
I feel like there should be lightning striking after you say his name.
Yeah, Dr. Brain. Well, I went in and I was just kind of on the down low. I was just kind of low key and was like, hey, how's it going? Because I didn't really want to be there. Dr. Brain comes down. He's like, dude, I'm Goblin from day one. He was all excited, knew exactly who we were, loves you, loves Chandler, loves the show. So we want to give him some love. Thank you, Dr. Brain, for doing such a good job on me. It was supposed to be an hour-long surgery, a little over an hour, that ended up taking over three.
You're a bit complicated. A little bit. Your face. There's a lot going on.
A lot of it was just due to my high-pitched screeching.
Once
the anti-anxiety meds kicked in, no pain during the surgery. I was awake.
Well, can we get some context for the surgery, actually?
Sure. It starts with hockey.
Children don't play hockey.
Chandler and I are hockey goalies. I'm not a hockey goalie anymore because I can barely walk. Kenny has seen it. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, little sandbags in your knees.
Little sandbags in my knees and stuff like that. And so it was time to stop. But I took a hockey puck to the face, to the side of my face.
No big deal.
It was a long time ago. It was like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was bad enough that it gave me a really bad concussion and cracked a bunch of teeth and knocked a tooth out. And yeah, it was bad. And so our good friend Dr. Boyden was like, well, look, you've got a bunch of problems here. We're going to have to work on all of these over time.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I've had to have root canals and I've had to have some different things done. And eventually I had a root canal that was starting to go bad. And it was going bad as a result of a really bad sinus infection I had had. But it started to go bad like last October.
Yeah.
Like I got a bad sinus infection last October and I've just had it and it just hasn't gone away.
You just kind of dealt with it.
So I'm like, it's been almost a year of me dealing with this horrible infection. I really should probably go to Dr. Boyden and have it looked at. So I said, I think I'm having a problem here. He goes, let's take a look at these x-rays. Oh, this is bad. You've got an infection that is going into these fractures in your skull from this hockey puck that is now eroding the bone away in your skull.
Don't play hockey.
Basically.
Don't do it.
Yeah, you want to be a hockey goalie, do you?
Yeah.
Well, in most cases with the goalie masks, modern day goalie masks, they're set to deflect the pucks, but the sides of the masks are flat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they train you so that the flat sides of your mask are never facing the puck. You always turn your face to the puck, but if you flinch or if you don't turn your face fast enough, you can really take some damage, which I did.
Yes. To give you credit, it was during a warm-up, and some guy just took a slap shot at your head on accident.
Chandler was there. It was Utah Grizzlies, and it was just kind of a fluke thing. And then the next thing you know, I was trying to hold my goalie stick with my catcher glove hand.
Oh, okay.
And they kind of ushered me off to the doctor, and the next thing I know, they were like, yeah, no, that's it. So, anyway, long story short, I've been dealing with this problem for a long time, and it's only gotten worse. So they looked at the x-rays, and they said, yeah, you need to have some bone grafting done to heal these fractures and to heal the erosion and heal these different things that you've got up in your skull. Okay, fine. It's not a big deal, Dr. Blaine. It's not a big deal. We'll just go do it. So I go see Dr. Brain, and the whole process is we're going to remove a tooth, and then we're going to go up through that tooth.
Cool.
Into the socket, up through there.
No.
Do some drilling, do some scraping, clean everything out. And then we're going to put some bone up in there and sew it all shut.
Fill it with bone?
Fill it up. We're going to fill everything up and let the bone get up there and heal everything over a couple of months.
I hope people are eating breakfast right now.
What's that?
I hope people are eating right now.
You think?
As we talk about this.
Well, it was like, Dr. Boyden's like, it sounds way worse than it is. And so I get there and Dr. Brain removes one of the teeth and he's like, oh my gosh, this is so much worse than we thought it was. There's all kinds of stuff going on here that the x-rays aren't showing. I don't know if it's too deep in your skull. I don't know what's going on here, but now we have to remove another tooth. Because I need more area to work with, and this other tooth is bad anyway. So I'm like, what do you mean that other tooth is bad? Oh, it's bad. I was like, okay, so you're not pulling.
Is that like the number two worst thing you could hear in an oral surgeon's office?
Oh my gosh, yes. This is so much worse than I thought it was.
Go.
So they then pull out another tooth, and this tooth was like, you know, they're just wrenching on this thing to get it out. And he's like, you've got like the strongest bones ever.
That's what she said. Just,
yeah, right.
Hey, no
kidding. So anyway, long story short, he was up there with some sort of a metal apparatus, way up scraping.
Oh, my, like underneath scraping, your eye socket, right?
Like underneath my eye socket, like scraping away. I could feel it. Scrape, 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 scrape. I couldn't feel in my eye socket. My eye socket was numb.
Wait, what?
My nostrils were numb. Everything was numb. Mm-hmm. It was the weirdest thing ever. It was like one of the weirdest feelings I've ever felt in my life.
And you were awake.
And they're scraping. And he goes,
Go to sleep, man.
And Dr. Brain's like, he asked me, he said, do you want to go to sleep? And I was like, yeah, nah, I'm cool.
No, you're not.
So I should have gone to sleep. Yeah. Anyway, he's scraping and scraping. He goes, dude, this tissue is just on fire, man. You've got tissue damage. You've got bone damage. You have discharge up in here.
Nobody wants to hear discharge.
I know.
That's number three.
You've got discharge up in my skull.
Hold on. Can we add discharge to the list of words that should not be said?
He literally said this to me as I'm in surgery and I've got this pole going up into my skull.
Oh.
And he's scraping, scrape, 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 scrape. And he goes, you might feel this. If you feel this, let me know. If you feel this,
it's too late. It's in my eyeball.
Like, you know, like when, and I'm feeling it like underneath my eye.
Yeah.
You might feel something that's kind of like popping a zit. I'm like, it's in my skull, man. What? And so there's this like crazy pressure. And he's like, there we go. And I was like, what was that? Was that a zit? And he's like, oh, no, 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 no. And then he starts scraping some more.
Stop at the scraping.
And then he goes, okay, here's the deal. We're going to put some cadaver bone up in your skull. So I said, this is actual human bone you're putting in my skull. He's like, yep, got to put some cadaver bone up there. So as he's putting it in, I'm feeling bone fragments. They're like dropping into my mouth.
Which is funny. That's only the seventh worst thing to happen at a dentist's office.
Bone fragments are dropping into my mouth, and I'm kind of swallowing them. Does that make me a cannibal? I think it makes me a cannibal.
Actually, that's really good food at Copper Onion. People pay a lot for that to eat cadaver bone.
Oh, Would you like some bone fragments? With some olive oil? Yeah, so... Ew. It's been an interesting couple of days. Can I just tell you? I've had stitches in my mouth. My mouth is a horror show. They drilled through the roof of my mouth, man. Imagine drilling through the roof of your mouth.
Honestly, though, you're a trooper. It seems like he did a good job because...
He did a wonderful job.
Like, coming out of it, I saw you the day after, and I was like, how
no
are you?
No swelling.
Like, yeah.
Talking completely normal.
Yeah.
The only reason we didn't do the show last Tuesday, I really couldn't do the show. I could talk normal.
Right. Well, you were just a couple hours out of the actual...
The pain was pretty severe. Dr. Boyden calls me. He's like, hey, man, how's your face? And I was like, I don't think these pills are working. I really don't think these pills are working. And he goes, well, what are they? He goes, take a picture of them. So I take a picture. I send the pain pill picture to Dr. Boyden. And he goes, no, that's like hydrocodone, dude. You're on like the strongest pain pills you can have.
And so I was like, wouldn't give you anything else.
Just like, look, there was some profanity, but he was like, look, you're a giant, okay? You're just going to have to put on your big boy panties and understand this is going to hurt, okay? This is Dr. Boyden giving me the
it's
tough
your
love.
Fault because you're tall. Yeah.
Well, he was just like, look, I can't, you know, you're just going to have to accept the fact you're going to be sore.
Wow.
It's going to hurt. Because I was like, I was all of a sudden like the biggest candy ass on the planet.
Yeah.
All of a sudden. I'm feeling pain. But then again, if you think about it, I mean... I had my skull scraped.
We're done with the story. Yeah. We're done with that. We don't need to hear about that.
Oh, so, long story short, the stitches are now... I still have stitches. They're still in there. They're slowly dissolving.
Didn't you say you've been feeling like the salty bone fragments between your teeth?
Yeah, every once in a while, I'll have like a couple of bone fragments will pop out somewhere from... I don't know where they're coming from. But they're in there. I kicked out like four of them today. So I don't know.
You gave one to me.
It was I did. I said, check this out. It's a bone fragment.
It's weird because he's wearing it around his neck. He sharpened it like a little.
Yeah. Well, Chandler's like, he goes, is it your bone? Is this from your skull? And I'm like, I don't know.
You haven't.
I have no idea.
Yep.
So anyway, so that was my surgery. And the reason we're spending so much time on this is because people were legit worried. And it kind of caught me off guard because people were legitimately worried.
Yeah.
And so every day post-surgery, I've had tons of people that have been hitting me on social media going, dude, are you all right?
I've had people asking me too just to make sure you're okay.
You know, we prayed for you. My family and I prayed for you. And
well, the thing is, Chunga, we do this show with our voices.
Right.
And when one of us has mouth surgery.
It's kind of a thing, right?
Yeah. So we're
glad
you're okay.
It did make me feel better that Dr. Brain was like, dude, goblin, all the way. So I
very cool.
You know, Dr. Brain.
He much love to Dr. Brain and his awesome staff. And the assistant that worked on me, her name was Chandler, which is kind of interesting. Chick with a dude name.
And, the only Chandler
she was smart as hell. I mean, she was amazing.
Was she the smartest girl in the room?
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
That's the name. And I was, I, you know, yeah. So anyway, so thank you to Lone Peak Reconstructive Surgery, Oral Surgery. They're in Draper. They're at like 114 South and like 11th East or something like
okay.
that. They're awesome. You can take your kids there. If you need your wisdom teeth out, go.
Okay.
That's where I'm going.
You are going to go. Yeah, I was going to say for this kind of extreme surgery, everyone's like, I hope I never have to go. But if you can do just basic stuff, then
listen,
great.
I was talking normally. I went back to work. Remember, everybody, including you, was like, you actually had surgery done? Like, people were questioning it. I'm like, you want to look inside my mouth right now? Because you won't eat after you do. People didn't take me up on that, but yeah.
Weird.
It's pretty gnarly. So I'm happy that the stitches feel like cat whiskers all over my mouth, which sucks. But
welcome back, sir.
Again, I know. So we spent way too much time on this, but the reason why is just because everyone was asking.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful that everyone was so concerned. It was either that or, you know, hey, a-hole, are we going to get a show this week?
Right.
How's your mouth? We going to have a show?
A few people said that.
There was a lot of that, actually. But yes, we are having a show, so I'm excited to be back. 4th of July, I know it's like really dated. It's almost 2 weeks ago now.
But not really, because this is Utah, right?
Right.
This is Utah.
We celebrate it all month.
And I guess, really, I would say nationwide, July is kind of the month of independence anyways.
Yeah, sure.
Fireworks go from, I think, the 2nd to basically the last day of the month.
Pretty much. And we have, it's especially, the fireworks are nuts here because we have We're broadcasting from Salt Lake City. People around the country, you may not understand this, but we have two 4th of Julys here. We have the 4th of July and the 24th of July. They're virtually identical. And this is going to be great because Liz is from Canada. And so she gets to have a second holiday that has nothing to do with her.
No, they, yes, it's true. So, they have Canada Day, which is July 1st.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that right? So yeah. She's having three then.
Well, we really didn't do anything for Canada Day.
That's good. That's okay. That's good because I would have, you know, commies. I'm getting the look. So anyway, so here's the deal. 24th of July was the settling of Utah. So we have fireworks all month long. So it's fireworks, fireworks, fireworks. Mm-hmm. But I'm confused about something. I'm noticing something this year.
Okay.
What are you noticing?
It's an observation, really. It's an observation that's not in line with me. A lot of hate for the fireworks.
Oh.
This year. Yeah, there
people
has been.
Hate fireworks. I live in Daybreak. And Daybreak, for people who are listening, again, outside of Utah and don't know, Daybreak's kind of a weird community. It's gorgeous. It's kind of like a Disney-fied, it's like a Disney version of the Hamptons.
Yeah.
It's we've got lakes and we've got wetlands and it's ridiculous.
Beaches, it's weird.
It's pretty damn fancy.
And small libraries.
I don't know. I don't know how I wound up here, but it's awesome.
You don't belong, but it's nice to have you here.
Not at all, but yeah. I'm staying. So anyway, here's the thing. Fireworks are banned everywhere here. There are signs everywhere because of all the marshlands and the wetlands mm-hmm. and all the tall grasses mm-hmm. and everything else. The entire community of Daybreak could be destroyed with like one sparkler. So they don't allow fireworks of any kind here.
Right.
And I'm kind of out of the fireworks zone. So it kind of caught me like way off guard when I started seeing all this stuff pop up on Facebook and Twitter. Fireworks, man. Fireworks. I can't handle these fireworks. Fireworks.
Wait, are you really seeing that? Because I generally go to Instagram and you see
all over the
boomerang
place.
Videos of the fireworks imploding, exploding. Yeah. And
I didn't see any of those. All I saw were people bitching about their fireworks.
It's been really bad this year.
Is it because you've been following me? Is that why?
Did you? No. Well, I mean, no, I do follow you.
I don't publicly. Well, now I do.
I don't recall you complaining about the fireworks.
I used to bite me every day at work.
I meant on social media.
Oh, no,
I had to listen
that.
To you complain about it for like a week and a half. I know that much.
It's funny, right? Like we talked a little bit about the Christmas music last year and how people are just kind of negative about everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like our country is turning into a bunch of like ultra sensitive Scrooges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When was the last time a firework I've been hurt by fireworks.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of people.
Losing eyebrows and all that stuff.
When I used to play a club in Vegas, and the bartender, one of the bartenders there, had a was missing two fingers. And I was like, what were you doing? He's like, I was like really wasted, and I was lighting fireworks out of the back of my truck, and one blew up while I was holding it. Lost two fingers.
Nope.
Man.
Yeah. So immediately, like that year, I held one of those parachutes that launches a parachute.
I remember this.
And I thought, it's a parachute. Underneath. It's harmless. And damn near like broke my pinky. It was the most painful thing ever. I thought I lost my finger.
Wow.
I won't F with fireworks ever again.
You respect them. It's a healthy respect. Healthy
Do you like
fear.
That I'm trying to edit myself more?
Yeah, I know.
What is that? I'm trying to temper for the kids. It's for the kids.
Yeah, because kids listen
and
now.
It's for Jesus. It's for the kids and it's for Jesus.
Jesus is always watching and always listening.
Always.
To Radio Ronin.
Always. So I'm trying to better myself.
You know, okay, look, my history with fireworks goes back. I've told this story 6 or 7 times on the show, but I'm going to repeat it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a reason I don't like fireworks.
It's a good one.
And it's because of your Jewish mom.
It's my Jewish mom.
Yeah.
And it's all about money.
Abby the mom Jew. You've got the bear, you've got the bear Jew from Inglourious Basterds, and then you have Abby the mom Jew. Who is way more scary than the bear Jew is.
So much more scary.
Yeah.
So I remember when I was like 9 and I'm like, Mom, can we buy that big pack of fireworks? There's aerials and everything. It's probably $40, right? And that's all
bucks.
I wanted because all I could buy were the pops that you threw on the ground.
Poppies. The
or the snakes.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yep.
And so I'm like, Mom, could you please buy those fireworks? And she goes, you want me to buy fireworks? And she's like, she goes, okay. And I think this happened when we were doing fireworks, but she goes, this is what happens when you buy fireworks. And she got a $5 bill.
Yeah.
And a lighter. And she lit the $5 bill on fire.
Lit it on fire.
And she goes, that's what happens when you buy fireworks.
And you were like,
burn money. And I was like, I cried. And then I never forgot the lesson.
Yeah, you dealt with the mom Jew right there.
Yeah. And so now I will attend people's fireworks shows if they pay for it.
Thanks, Abby, for ruining your son.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot more than that. Dr. Matt, where are you?
No kidding. You got to understand, Abby was a music teacher,
yeah,
and your stepdad is a prison warden.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what Kenny grew, and all sisters.
Yes.
Except for one brother.
Yeah, but the sisters raised me.
And I looked your brother up on Facebook.
You did?
Yeah.
It's a little bit of Facebook stalking from you.
No, it came up on your thing somehow, yeah. And I was like, "Oh, I've never met Kenny's brother. I need to check him out." And I was like, "I don't care to meet Kenny's brother."
Honestly, I've known you like my entire life. I didn't even know you had a brother until right now.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Well, we've had some of your sisters on the show before.
Yeah.
Molly's been on the
scary
show.
Stories and all that.
Yeah, but
no. But look, even like going to fireworks in. Look, I think people still like the fireworks, maybe like to complain.
Yeah.
But you go to a fireworks event, whether it's at a high school or at a golf course,
right,
or mm-hmm, a Real like Salt a Lake grounds, or
yep,
whatever.
Yeah. Yep.
And they're fun to watch. They're about 15 minutes of just, you know, crappy music playing.
Yep.
Patriotic, I guess, whatever.
Dude.
And
Lee Greenwood, Proud to Be an American.
It's a great song.
Got some Ted
Nugent. Tears.
But
tears.
When you have
Nuge, Cat Scratch Nuge? Fever,
yeah.
People
Nuge,
from other countries America. Singing our patriotic hymns, I don't know. So anyways, you watch fireworks show and you go, ooh, ah, and then you fight the crowds to get out of wherever you're at, and it takes about 45 minutes.
I'm completely spoiled.
In traffic.
And you're absolutely right. And I think that's where a lot of it came from. I'm a little bitter about Utah fireworks.
Okay.
Because I saw them once in Sugar House Park, and there was an accident and a fire.
Ooh.
So I'm like, really? That's out. And then the stadium afire, those Osmond bastards...
I think it's blasphemy.
Those godless Osmond bastards.
You can't see that.
Stole my idea, the Stadium of Fire. They stole it right out from under me. I had an event that I did every year called the Sidewalk of Fire.
Did that precede the Stadium of Fire?
Yes.
Oh, did it really?
Since I was a kid, Sidewalk of Fire.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And I'd light some snakes.
I'm sure Merlin Olsen strolled by.
I'd light some snakes.
That kid's got a good idea.
And I would write my name in sparklers and then throw some poppies and then like Warrant would sing the national anthem and that was it.
We should do what that guy does, but get David Archuleta to sing.
Yes. You'll remember when we did the radio show, we still did the Sidewalk of Fire,
yeah,
and we did have David Archuleta exactly come and sing the national anthem. And I even got one of the Osmonds. I had David Osmond and I think I had Fat Jimmy. Fat Jimmy Osmond.
It sounds like a mob.
It's like a crime syndicate. Yeah. Fat Jimmy Osmond. He roughed me up.
Is that teeth?
It's and teeth. They sing the national anthem, but I'll never go to a Stadium of Fire.
No.
Ever. No, because it's always that fat Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, Chunga?
No. She knows. She talks about it. I saw her on Good Morning America talking about it.
So she knows, Chunga.
She knows
just because she knows.
The back of her neck looks—it looks like a pack of Franks. You can't turn on any sort of holiday programming without Kelly Clarkson and her bright red scary aunt lipstick, her pack of Franks neck, singing some terrible song. I'm never going to the Stadium of Fire again. So here's the thing.
Oh, there's the thing. Okay, great.
Do we have to take that out?
No.
I think that's coming out.
No.
So, I'll go to the Angels game.
Sure.
And those fireworks are fantastic. Because they'll do fireworks every Saturday night after an Angels game.
It's great.
Every Saturday?
Every Saturday.
You're there anyway. So, they'll do fireworks and they'll play music and they'll do the whole deal. And then you'll go to Disneyland and they have fireworks there.
Yes.
And then they're shooting off fireworks off the Huntington Beach Pier. Mm-hmm. You're already there anyway. Mm-hmm. Why not see some fireworks? Do you see what I'm saying? You're not going so you can see Kelly Clarkson and some bad fireworks at Lavelle Edwards Stadium.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm
spoiled, dude. So Utah fireworks, Sidewalk of Fire, yeah, they're awesome.
Anywhere else. Right in your name.
No, now. If I can't because I live in Daybreak.
Oh, yeah. It's banned.
But Sidewalk of Fire will return one of these days. And... return with glory.
Yeah.
But for right now, I'm not down with Utah fireworks.
You do realize that every state, I think probably even Utah at this point, around us is on fire at this point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Everything's on fire.
Yeah.
Dr. Boyden, we were talking about him earlier. He tried to do like a 138-mile run through the Hiuentas and had to stop it. I was tracking him on my Garmin. I was tracking him. And he had to stop. No, my GPS. Satellite, my GPS.
Meshies.
My meshies. Anyway. What's wrong with you?
Tracking him in my meshies.
You saying tracking him in your garments?
No, my Garmin.
Okay.
Call. Anyway, he got too much smoke in his lungs from the fires and had to abort.
Oh, wow. Man.
This is too dangerous.
What's he doing running like that far anyway?
He's nuts. He's nuts.
Runners are crazy.
Yeah.
So anyway,
what exactly were we talking about today? What's on the set list?
Well, 4th of July is fireworks hate. Liz, do you like fireworks?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good girl. Kenny, what are you doing with him?
Yeah.
Hating the fireworks
and parades.
I hate parades.
I don't like parades.
Parades suck.
Yeah, they're the worst.
Yeah,
yeah. The only good parade is a dead parade.
Well,
Chemical parade. Christmas in July. That's one thing that I love about July. Christmas in July. So there's this music channel, music choice. It's on my Comcast.
Mm-hmm.
I have Comcast just for music choice. Because they do Christmas music in July all month long. So it's on all the time.
It's a channel called Sounds of the Seasons.
Yep.
And so, like, 4th of July, it's like independence music, and it's like all this country stuff. And then 4th of July, like right after that, boom.
Christmas music.
See, I appreciate it, right? To have the spirit of the Christmas season is great.
Yep.
But we're downstairs, and you turn on, like, you rub it in our faces, and you start reading the fun trivia about Christmas in July.
I'm tracting. I'm spreading the gospel. I'm trying to convert Liz. I'm trying to convert you.
To Christmas in July?
Yeah.
It's great.
Just think for a minute.
Okay.
Since when did Bing Crosby hurt anybody other than his own kids?
Jeez.
Huh?
Happy holidays.
He doesn't.
He doesn't. He's dead.
He is?
I think
he is.
Oh, he's totally dead.
I think he's been dead for like 30 years. Yeah. So anyway, I just love Christmas music. I just love it.
Yeah, you do.
It's awesome. And so it's uplifting. It's positive. It's a lot of fun. Why would you not have that on? So what I do is I turn the air on like crazy in my house.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll just pull my covers up and I'll just have it on at night. And I'm just out like a light.
Oh, that's pretty good, actually.
Yep, I'm a toasty cinnamon bun. and then I'm out. It's awesome, man. It's really cool. Everyone should try it. It's great.
Sounds of the Seasons?
Yeah. Or just say, you don't have to go to Sounds of the Seasons. You can just put on some Christmas music and just sack out.
That's
Christmas in July.
It's awesome. It's really fun. It is kind of a weird time of year, though, because I'm excited for Halloween.
Right.
Because we're now on the downhill slide to Halloween, which I love. People are asking about the ghost hunts. Are we going to start the ghost hunts? I think we might want to consider it.
Can you just pull like the worst poo face ever?
No, we talk about it every time.
Yeah.
Like we get excited every time we bring it up and then we remember. That's the problem, right?
We did have to move.
Yeah.
That's why we had to move.
It gets a little dark.
And
we got a little dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad. I mean, it was a really I haven't even really told the stories about the inside of my house, like how awful it got.
No. Mm-hmm.
But now it's, I don't know if this one followed me to the big boy job or if this is just a ghost that's there, but where we work, where Kenny and I work, where Chandler used to work, is so haunted, like so unbelievably haunted.
So the building is what, 130 years old?
139
years
old. It is the former Salt Lake High School, the first high school in the state of Utah. And we're right on Pierpont Avenue. Our office is above the Avant Groove nightclub, which was open for like 2 days and then closed.
Yeah, sadly. Sad.
Right across the street from Lumpy's and Sky. It's a very old part of town. This building is so old. We have exposed brick in our building. And because it was an old school, you can see where the kids, because they had little kids and older kids, where they drew on the walls like 100
written their
years.
Names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're learning how to write their names on the brick. And you can actually see it in our kitchen.
Yeah.
And you can see where the teacher wrote her name on the brick and all kinds of stuff. It's
really
crazy.
Cool.
And we have pictures of the building in the early 1900s, late 1800s, mm-hmm. kind of lining our entryway. And you can see it's the exact same building. And now we have it. But man, it's so, so crazy haunted.
We talked about this before with the elevator just taking you wherever it wants to go.
Well,
especially
only when you're alone.
When you're by yourself.
Yes.
I think have I ever told the story about I got in the elevator and I got in on the ground floor and hit, level two, where our office is, and it took me up to the fourth floor, which is empty and abandoned, and mm-hmm. it was just pitch black in there. And I hit two and closed the door again, and it took me down to the ground floor, and the door wouldn't open. So I'm on the first floor, and the door won't open. So I'm hitting it, and I hit number two again, and then it took me up to the fourth floor again.
Jeez.
Closed, and then took me to the basement.
Oh, okay, it's time to take the stairs.
And
by the way, the basement door, is creepy.
It's terrifying. Oh, yeah. I've got chills just talking about it. I'm by myself. It's early in the morning. The door opens up into the basement and won't close.
So you're just standing there
alone? I'm just standing there with the door wide open, and it won't work. And I was like, okay, clearly something wants me to get off here.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk out into the basement, and the door closes, and the elevator goes back up, and it's to normal. And I ran like hell up the stairs. We found a body in our office once. We found a dead guy in our fire escape, our back stairs, basically. Dead guy. Not that long ago. A homeless guy, drug addict, went in there and OD'd. And I don't know how long he'd been there, but it was pretty bad.
Well, and remember, this was, and that's, you know, crazy. And, like, that was right before I think it was
right before you were hired.
Yeah. And I was always kind of laughing at the elevator stories, but about, you know, 6 months, 7 months ago, I went upstairs to our third floor.
We have our studio where Kenny and Chandler and I used to work. We have our own studio in this area. It's where Lieb records ticked. Yeah.
And so I was walking through there just by myself because no big deal. Then all of a sudden, there's a figure just standing against the wall, just kind of staring at me.
You saw him.
Yeah.
So I came walking up into this studio, and Kenny's standing there like the guy in the Blair Witch Project.
Oh, no.
No,
really?
Dude, he's standing against the wall, not moving.
What?
And I walked up, and I tapped you on the shoulder, and you spun around. You were sweaty, and you were pale, and you went, "It's here."
Oh.
And I went, "What?" And he goes, "I just saw it. Did you see it? I just saw it." And he was staring like straight, like standing against the wall.
That is so creepy.
Yeah. So it's been quiet for the past little bit.
And remember, I had to go in at like 2:30 in the morning once, and I saw a little shadow from the other side. And I just ran.
And you ran out of the building.
Yeah.
I keep trying to get Patrick, our CEO, to let us do a ghost hunt there. And I may be close to letting him do it.
That'd be so great.
He thinks that somebody's going to get possessed and sue him. That's what he's afraid. He's like, I know somebody's going to get possessed. They're going to sue me. So I'm not letting anything happen.
Demons are so litigious.
Yeah.
He's kind of warming up to the idea, but today we had all kinds of problems.
Yeah.
We're recording an audiobook currently, and I'm directing the recording of this audiobook, and Kenny is doing some of the video work for it and kind of the behind-the-scenes documentary stuff, and our CEO is the one putting the book out. And so I'm recording him and directing him and coaching him. And I came up this morning to get ready to do another recording session, and our mixer had been on and recording all night long.
Mm-hmm.
You're kidding me.
And I was like, I said to Kenny, I think I made a mistake and I left this on. It's been recording all night long.
Yeah, basically.
We never leave that on. That's something that we always
never
have to
And he's like, hey, we just need to go to a computer and like delete this hours long file.
Right.
Let's go check this out, basically.
So I pull the memory card out of it, and I run down to my computer that's down in my office and plug it in, and I find out, no, I didn't turn it on. The thing turned itself on and recorded in all four tracks at 12:41 this morning.
Wait.
All four.
All four?
Yeah.
How many mics did you have plugged in?
One. On track three. So every track turned on and recorded.
I have the chills.
And recorded from 12:41 till like 3:30 in the morning, and then turned off on its own, and then turned back on again at like 4:15-ish and recorded until 5, and then turned off and turned back on again at 6 and was still running when I went in at 9. So it had recorded periodically throughout the night, and I was really bummed because the ghost hunter in me says, okay, I'm going to listen to all of this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But get this, as we're doing this, one of the guys that we work with, a guy named Travis, is like, they all know that Kenny and I ghost hunt. So they're like, Kenny, Chunga, can you come here for a sec? Why? What's up? I'm really busy. What do you need? Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the security cameras, and I think we've got a ghost on our security camera. And sure enough.
This is the same day?
Yeah.
This is
sure enough.
Yep.
we have a ghost several different times popping up.
From 1 in the morning till about 6 in the morning.
Oh my gosh. Just like over and over and over again?
But if you think when the audio recorder started running on its own.
Oh, I have to chill. Look at this.
It started at the same time that the ghost was floating around on the cameras.
So I just thought it was weird. Like, he comes up and says this, and our CEO is like, okay, ha,
whatever. Like, he's trying to dismiss it. Yeah.
And meanwhile, I'm trying to set up the camera, and the camera, which I have fastened to a tripod, I'm like, it's barely hanging on. Like, it's just sitting atop the tripod. And I'm like, oh, it's kind of weird. Who screwed with this? And I go to turn it on, and the battery is just dead. It's drained. I maybe used it half an hour the day before.
And it's been moved.
Yes. And I'm just sitting there going, that's kind of weird. Kind of fastened it back on. Everything's fine here. Meanwhile, I look over at Chungai and I'm like, hey, well, let's get started. Boom. Diet Coke can drops from the table.
And an unopened Diet Coke can flies off the table on its own, hits the ground, and bursts onto both of us.
This is today?
Yeah. Yes.
Bursts onto both of us.
It barely tapped the ground. Like, it just, it like nothing
like, was
touched
it. Like a Coke can, or was it like a bottle?
It was like a Diet Coke can.
Closed.
Fell and exploded all over
on
everything.
On carpet. It was on carpet, too.
Everywhere.
Like, meaning it was a soft landing, and this thing went foamed everywhere on us.
All day long, things have been falling. So I went upstairs by myself later on in the day. Mm-hmm. Kenny was pooping, no doubt. And was up there by myself getting set up. And earlier in the day, Kenny and I were sitting up there and had heard footsteps walking around us.
Not 5 feet away.
Yeah.
I look at Chuck and I go,
did you hear that?
Right next to you?
Yeah. Yeah. Kenny's like, dude, it's walking around us. So I tried to talk to it, and once I tried to talk to it, it completely stopped.
Yeah, silent.
Oh, really?
Yes. It went silent. Huh. So I went up there by myself, and I hear some walking right outside of the studio, some heavy footsteps, and I'm thinking it's one of our offsite guys who was working in the office for a couple of days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I go out there to tell him, hey, we're about to start a recording session. You might want to head downstairs, because if there's any noise at all, it's going to contaminate it, and we're going to have to start all over again. So I walk out in the hall, nothing.
Oh,
and then the water bottle falls in the studio. Yeah. So
this is just
it's been so active. Yeah. Crazy active.
I'm so jealous.
You're jealous?
Yeah.
It's terrifying, man. It's so scary in that building.
Well, it's one of those things where, like, you know, we work in the studio sometimes on our own.
Yeah.
And I don't want to anymore.
Lieb's terrified to go in there.
Yeah.
Lieb won't go in there. I've actually seen it. Kenny has seen it. There have been several other people that have seen it.
So
on the security cameras, we've seen lights turn on and off on their own, computers turn on and off and boot up on their own and then shut down. All kinds of crazy stuff. So whatever's in there is just nuts. But it did get me kind of psyched out. Maybe we should start ghost hunting again.
I'm down. Are you going to go through the audio, the hours and hours that you have?
Well, here's the thing. We had to hurry and start recording, and I needed the space. So I had to take up all those hours, and I had to clear them. I didn't have time.
You think that's not going
to
happen again?
I unplugged the mixer and removed the memory stick.
You think it's not going to be plugged in somehow?
And slide right in.
Dude, I can't have that happen again. It's going to freak me out if I go through that again. So anyway, pretty exciting stuff. Totally changing gears here, though. But we need to switch up and say thanks to everybody who.
Oh yeah,
we did this Chunga poll before before I had my surgery.
Yeah.
And it's been going like it's still going like crazy. If you think back to the last show we did a Chunga poll where we asked the question, what song, and it doesn't have to be a song that you particularly like. You don't have to actually like it.
No.
It has to be a song that you think people will still be listening to and will still be popular 100 years from now.
Which is, we got a huge response from.
Huge, crazy response. And it was wild, man. It was, Eminem was on there. Which kind of surprised me.
Really?
But it was, what's that one, the 8 Mile song?
Yourself.
Lose Yourself. And I thought about it.
Miles
I actually
Spaghetti.
Thought about it. I can't remember the woman's name that posted it, but I was like, you know what? I bet they will. I think she might be right. Yeah.
I don't know.
My palms are sweaty.
Mom's Spaghetti.
Mom's Spaghetti.
Mom's Spaghetti.
He's about to throw up. Yeah. Anyway, that's the only thing I remember is Mom's Spaghetti.
No, but we have a list. There's like 130 comments.
It's crazy.
On
here. Yeah, well, that's just on one page.
On
we've got
one
multiple
post.
Different. And that's on our Goblin group. By the way, you can join our Facebook Goblin group. We have one rule. Don't be a dick.
Yep.
You can go sign up right now. Just go ask to be invited, and we'll let you in. Really, really simple. We've got it's kind of VIP. It's kind of special. We have, I think it's even under 500 people, but people are very active on it all day long. And if you want to join it, what do they do? What,
like, just go on Facebook and then search Podbash Goblins, and then you'll see a user group. Just click to join. We will accept you in. And
Podbash
then,
Goblins.
Yep. Just don't be a dick.
Okay. And then, yeah, because we don't want to kick you out. Okay. So, Kenny, you've completely lost control of the show here. Kenny can't walk and chew gum at the same time.
He did this last week, too. Huh? I've been going through these anthem.
I'm looking at the mentions.
I'm guessing the mom Jew had like a cup of Cheerios and a quiet book for you in church.
Oh, you don't know how true that is.
And then completely distracted you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what are you looking for there?
All right. So we have a ton of mentions. We're not going to get through all 130. We're just going to throw out a few shout outs here. But like Unchained Melody from Ghost. I think that's
Are you spitting out more bone?
Look at this.
Oh, my gosh. That is a huge piece of...
Chung it, nobody's...
It's massive.
I have to cut.
We have to stop. Hold on.
I just kicked out a massive piece of bone out of my mouth. I don't know if this is good or not.
We'll be right back.
Okay, I'm back.
2 hours later.
That was so weird.
I hope everything's okay. I may have to call the doctor because that was a lot of bone that I just pulled out of my mouth.
It was really, really big.
It's trying to go back to its body.
We can't do ghost hunts.
No.
Liz is stunned.
I know.
You should see Liz's face. I'm so sorry you had to see that.
Should we talk about music?
That was so nasty.
Are you okay? Are you
Well, I just felt right? I felt something kind of plop on like onto my tongue.
Yeah.
And I was like, that doesn't, what is that? Is that like a piece of toast or something?
Mm.
How did what just happened? So I pull it out and it's just bones.
It's just a chunk of bone.
Big chunks of bones.
I think it's how The Walking Dead started.
I think it is.
Putting some zombie bones in your body.
Oh, that sucked right there. That, now I'm all freaked out. A little sick to my stomach.
Oh, man. That thing was massive.
I hope I don't have to call anybody. I hope I just didn't lose like a whole bunch of bone graft out of my mouth. Because that's what I'm afraid I just did.
Yeah. Right.
Huh. Liz is like, you shouldn't be doing the show. Stop talking. Okay, anyway, so shout-outs. Let's just move on.
Yeah, so Amanda Hall said Bohemian Rhapsody, which I think...
I can't disagree with
we
that.
We can all agree on that one.
Yeah. Jill Reese's Peace says, Don't Stop Believin' by Journey.
Okay.
Christian Falonski, I think is how you say your last name, is More Than a Feeling from Boston, which...
Okay.
I think is a good one.
Yeah, great tune.
Now, I know this is not for
shout
us.
Shout-outs. Shout-outs to all these people. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Mark Nuttall. The Dance by Garth Brooks.
Hey, that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, country music for me is the prattle of the damned. It's the worst.
Right.
I don't get it. I don't get the music. I don't get the people, but that's okay. If that's, you can put that on there. That's fine.
Yeah. Andrea Adair, speaking of Christmas in July, said White Christmas from Bing Crosby.
I think that song's 100 years old.
I think it is right now.
Now, isn't it?
So
I think it's like 70 years
good
old.
Good one.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job, Andrea.
There's a lot of joke ones. Now I'm not reading your joke ones. Under Pressure by Queen and David Bowie.
Yep, that's good.
Celebration by Kool and the Gang. Debbie Cartmel Foster says this.
Yeah, shout out to Debbie.
Don't Stop Believing from Journey.
Nicolette Perez Turner says Dream On by Aerosmith.
Nice.
Ooh, great song.
Nice.
Eleanor Rigby from the Beatles. Karen Nelson voted that one in.
Notice it's all women. Women don't listen to podcasts.
Hey.
That's what the industry says. Yeah, what's up, ladies?
Look at that.
Oh, Spencer Larson says All Star by Smash Mouth.
He's just being a dick.
What a dick.
Kick him out. So, Spencer Larson from Are We Prepared Yet? So, we can tease him.
Yes.
All right. So, thanks a lot, you guys.
I mean, there's shouts tons all of you guys. Comments. So
yeah, go check it out.
We can get to all of them. But.
So, this week's Chunga Poll. Here we go. Same kind of thing. We want your feedback. You can leave the feedback at my Facebook page or on Twitter, at DJ Jimmy Chunga.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go to Instagram, or you can go to our Podbash Facebook page, or go to the private group, which is Podbash Goblins. Go join the group, and then go leave your response there.
Exactly.
So Kenny did a show with Bacon Sale this week. Different show, which doesn't exist in my heart. And you did your Man Crush show.
Yeah.
It was a good show.
Which, it's a great show.
Yeah.
It was really, good show. Really it was fun to
really
do.
Fun show. Getting a lot of good feedback on
yeah.
it. So here's the deal with the Man Crush show. It got me thinking, will people actually fess up and say who their same sex crush is?
Well, it's funny because I had, you know, a lot of women say like, oh, I wanted to be on the show or you left out this guy. More men took part in this show than I thought.
Oh, yeah. Look, right? It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be one of these things where you would like legit, you know, get it on. It could be.
Could be.
Because seriously, man, Josh Duhamel, I, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd let him buy me a steak.
Dad? Yep.
Yeah, man.
Wait, what does that mean? Buy you a steak?
I don't know. I don't know what it means. So here's what I'm thinking. Do you have a member of your own gender that you are somewhat infatuated with? If you're gay, obviously you do, and that's great. And go ahead and list it. That's absolutely fine. But if you happen to be straight, there's probably somebody.
There's got to be.
Whether yeah, there's got to be. Liz, like, do you have somebody?
Adriana Lima. She's an
angel. Oh, Victoria's Secret.
She's okay. Gorgeous.
Yeah,
Victoria, yeah,
gorgeous. Yeah? Yeah, yeah, gorgeous. Piercing blue eyes. Adriana Lima. Is that her? Okay. Yeah, that is her, isn't it? Yep. Yep. What about you? What about you, Kenny?
Oh, mine is easy. I said it on the show. Henry Cavill, 100%.
Henry Cavill.
That man is perfection. Yeah. I mean, like, I throughout the years, I did this a lot on the show. I've had a non-sexual male crush for a lot of my life.
Well, and you can do that. It's fine. Yeah, right. You can do that, right?
And a lot of times, it's just someone like I'd want to hang out with, whether it's a director or whatever. I just want to learn something from.
Right.
Henry Cavill. I mean, that guy is. I cannot find a bad picture of him. His abs are incredible.
We've spent hours searching for a bad picture.
And, you know, and granted, he's Superman, but he deserves to be Superman.
Well, the thing that's funny about Henry Cavill is that he's been passed up for like every superhero role you can think of. He actually lost James Bond to Daniel Craig. Mm-hmm. So it came down to him and Daniel Craig, and he lost. Then Batman, it came down to him and...
And Superman for Superman Returns.
Right. So he lost it to what's-his-face, who nobody remembers anymore.
Yeah, Brandon Routh.
Brandon Routh. Lost Superman there. Then lost Batman to Christian Bale. Mm-hmm. It came down to him and one other dude. Or him. No, it was just him and Christian Bale and he lost. No! He was actually cast as Batman.
Oh, was he really?
He was. And they felt that he was too young, and so they fired him. And brought in Christian Bale.
He was actually cast as Edward in Twilight as well.
Yeah.
Oh, and then they said, oh, you know, you're actually like...
Too good looking?
Well, too good looking, but too old looking.
He's too old. Huh. So you think about this. I mean, there's a really cool human interest story here about Henry Cavill, because this guy just did not give up. I mean, imagine being in his position and losing all of these roles.
Huge movies.
Having the lollipop. Yeah. I've had the lollipop pulled out of my mouth. I can't tell you how many times. You guys have seen it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
How many times I've gotten really close to really big parts and had, for whatever reason, had the movie go south or have it be canceled or whatever.
Right.
So I really feel for this guy. And he was just like, whatever. I'm Henry Cavill. I'm the best looking human alive. I know I'm going to land something. Yeah. And then he's back as Superman.
Yeah, and that's the thing. So, I mean, regardless if he never works again, he was in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. And that movie was so cool.
Yeah, he was great in it.
Yeah, so Henry Cavill is definitely...
He was also in The Tudors. He was great in The Tudors.
Yeah, he was.
Uh-huh. So Henry Cavill, that's a good choice. Yeah, so Chandler.
John
Krasinski, huh?
I think that's a good one.
He likes the sensitive man.
Yeah, kind of classy. Yeah, you like nice the sensitive guy.
Bearded or non-bearded?
Either way.
13 Hours in Benghazi or The Office?
13 Hours.
Quiet he's Place? Ripped. Have you seen Quiet Place?
I haven't seen The Quiet Place.
Okay.
But that's one of the reasons why I like him. He's acting, he's directing, me being kind of like in the film thing now, like him being able to direct and act with his wife all at the same time. That's cool. Like, that's really, really cool.
So you'd want to hang out with him, maybe go camping and hear a couple stories.
If you watch any of his videos on YouTube, he's just like a cool, just genuine guy. He's not douchey. He's not, like, too cool for himself. So
it's a good choice.
It's a good choice.
Chung, we know yours, right?
Marlon Brando.
What?
Yeah, the Godfather, dude.
Marlon Brando.
I'm going to buy you a steak.
No, again with a steak.
I'm going to take you on my own. When he's chasing that kid around with the orange peel in his mouth.
Not trying to buy him a steak.
He's in the cornfield chasing that little kid around, that little Italian kid with the orange peel in his mouth. I was like, yeah, he'd take good care of me.
Wait, so...
Oh, my gosh.
Stop it. Please stop. No.
You could see him in his nightshirt and his sleeping cap running down the hallway with that orange peel in his mouth.
But you have to admit, when he was in his younger days, I mean, that face is piercing, right?
Yeah. And then, I went from Marlon Brando to Kevin from the Backstreet Boys. It was Kevin.
Kevin the tall one?
With the mustache.
Kevin, because you know Nick, the weirdest one.
Nick, you know Nick, he's just a player.
Oh, totally.
Nick and his butt cut.
And AJ. AJ.
Oh, AJ, he has the edge.
You know, he'd just come home drunk and just beat me.
You know, honestly.
So I was just like, no.
This is going so deep.
Kevin, he'd take me horseback riding. We'd go to Orlando and do fun stuff.
Orlando?
How would you know? You haven't even thought of... What about Brian or Howie? What happened to them?
Brian's a little off.
Yeah.
And Howie, I keep forgetting he's even in the band.
But you remember Kevin?
Oh, yeah. You know, he'd take care of me. Yeah. So then I you know, he won't return my calls. So
I wonder why. You should listen to this show.
I'm back to Josh Duhamel now that he left Fergie. So
wait, he left Fergie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wise man.
Yeah, he got out of there, and Fergie went on Ellen, and she's like, I don't know what happened. I thought everything was great. I thought I was going to be with that dude the rest of my life, and he was like, peace, and he took off.
Yikes.
So I like the Bad Boys, clearly.
Kevin. And the Godfather.
And Josh Duhamel.
So we want, listen, for the Chunga Poll, the Chunga Poll, this is what we want. Who is your same-sex crush?
Yes.
Okay.
Ladies, you know it's going to be Katy Perry. You just know it is. Or maybe Adriana Lima.
Katy Perry is crazy now. Yeah, she's looking more like Paula Deen by the day.
Oh my gosh.
Is that right? Really?
Yeah.
No, it's.
No. No.
There's a lot of butter going on there.
There's a Marlon Brando movie about that, too, so let's not go there.
No, that's true. Okay, so just go. I'm afraid people are not going to contribute to this. Don't be chicken. Just do it.
Yeah.
It's all good. We did it. Come on.
Don't be chicken.
Don't be chicken. So, moving on now, shall we? Let's, again, we've got to totally switch gears. It's kind of a random show. We've been off. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Namely, the food at Costco, which I love.
This is big news.
Well, yeah. there's some sort of hullabaloo. There's like big haps going on with both Costco and with Starbucks.
Yeah.
Which I don't get at all. And I don't approve of. Let's start with Costco.
It's a sign of things to come.
I hope not.
And
I
it's a very progressive move, and it's a bad move. Costco has announced that it is dropping the Polish dog from its menu.
There's no more Polish.
No more Polish.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's the Polish dog, which you can get a racist Polish dog combo for $1.50 with a drink.
We've had it.
Mm. Yeah.
We've gone.
We've gone to Costco.
We've gone
just
to Costco
for lunch.
Yeah, we like to go.
So they are dropping it. I think they're making salad bowls or fruit bowls in its place. They want it to be
no fun.
More healthy or vegan.
That's no fun.
You're Costco.
Yeah, right? It's people that just want a quick Costco bite, and that is it. For $1.50.
Costco, I heard that place is crazy. They pay their cashiers like $50,000 a year.
Yeah, they do.
Wait, what?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wow. No, I've heard that place is really, really cool and wonderful to work for.
Well, now they don't want to work for them because there's no more Polish dogs.
No more Polish dogs.
What are they going to do, the dry chicken bakes? No,
I don't even
you
eat the Polish dogs. So I eat the regular dogs. I don't even eat the Polish.
Same with me.
Hey, guys, guess what?
What?
In Canada, poutine.
No, I like poutine.
Yeah, seriously, at Costco.
At Costco.
They
have poutine at Costco?
Yeah, and it's apparently really good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are they taking that away?
I don't like it when they get funky with their poutine. They don't do that in Canada. They put like, you know, sprinkles on it and weird stuff like that.
I was in Illinois and they put like spicy orange chicken on my, and they're like, no,
that's
no,
not
get
poutine.
That out of here.
Right, Liz? That isn't poutine.
No, you don't mess around.
It's just
fries, gravy.
And cheese curds.
And cheese.
That's it.
And that's the poutine.
So here's the thing. They are keeping the hot dog at Costco time being.
Well, that's the one I eat. I don't eat the Polish because it's too spicy. It gives me the wind. So I don't eat the.
We shouldn't really complain about the Polish dog.
Well, I disapprove. I'm not happy with this. I'm not happy with this. You can't take that kind of stuff away.
No. And speaking of, like, so these are moves in the wrong direction, I feel. For example, Starbucks. By the way, Starbucks has had a really rough year. Remember they called the cops on those two black guys,
right,
and they were
just there having some coffee. That's what you do. You're supposed to loiter at Starbucks.
Right. Yeah,
exactly. That's the whole point. Yeah.
And so they all had to, like, every store was closed for an entire day to have sensitivity training, mm-hmm. and they've closed like 200 stores since then. They've just gone.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And so here's what Starbucks is doing now, and this is because California and I think Washington are dropping straws. They are banning the sales of straws everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so Starbucks.
There's no straws at Starbucks now?
Starbucks says, I think next year they will drop straws from there.
Starbucks is getting rid of straws.
Yes.
They call it an adult sippy cup, which is just like a recyclable plastic thing that you put on the top, which I don't know how that's.
I wish Starbucks would just get rid of Starbucks. That's one of those companies I truly don't like.
Yeah,
they charge
like
a lot for really crappy coffee. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's.
It's just dumb.
It's dumb.
It's totally stupid. I mean,
and then they have their Frappuccinos, which is like the unicorn thing.
I don't like their culture, man.
No. But they
still have straws. I remember going in there one day, I was like, give me this, give me this. And they're like, oh, you mean you want this blah, 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 venti macchiato. Grande. And I just went, no, you're not getting my money. That's it.
I'm too cheap.
I'm not. Yeah. See, $8 for a thing. You go to McDonald's and get one for like $2.
Yeah. $1.
Yep, see?
Yes.
So they're introducing the adult sippy cup, which is recyclable, but they also have recyclable straws that they're not using right now, but they will be in the future.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of these places...
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
They'll allow straws, but they want you to bring your own, so you have to like wash your own straw and carry it with you.
Can we all vote by a show of hands? Starbucks is a dumb.
That's super dumb.
Even before this, it's
unanimous. Cool. All right.
Even Vegas clubs have been doing this, which is really...
I can't get behind this because I'm such a fountain drink fan.
Mm-hmm. Vegas clubs have been doing this?
Hakkasan, like Calvin Harris is like the big like champion for no straws in Vegas now.
Because of the plastic?
Yeah. Oceans.
Screw the these guys.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Saving the turtles.
All right. So
screw the turtles.
Let's move on. Actually, this whole thing has been like a Kenny's Random Story, but it's time.
It really has.
It's time for Kenny's Random Stories. That couldn't have sounded worse.
Ooh, that's a thick sound right there.
It's a real thick sound.
Robust. Yeah. It's a robust Kenny's Random Stories.
Guys, I have a lot of random stories.
Pick your three best.
Oh, God.
Come on, dude. You got to pick your three best.
Oh, man. So should I cut the Australia story? I'm going to cut the Australia story.
Oh, no,
Save it for next week.
I like that one.
We're starting, and this is the headline. Pair high on bath salts fire shots at fireflies mistaken for alien lasers.
Hey, listen, that can happen.
It can?
Okay. I don't know what they put in that stuff, man, but...
Bath salts? You've never been on bath salts? Please say you've never been on bath salts.
I think you were at a gig I played.
Oh my gosh.
I think that's what happened, because you were doing the side to side. And you had your shirt off and you were screaming F the police
and then you disappeared
and then you ran out into the night.
I survived. Everything's fine.
You know, you're fine. Yeah, it's like, but did I die?
You didn't drive either, which was weird, and then you ended up home.
I ran.
Yeah,
you ran the whole way.
Well, this people, so a man and a woman whose state police believe were high on bath salts fired shots into the sky to chase away, in quotes,
the fireflies,
alien lasers. Troopers say just after midnight...
Freaking lasers!
Yes. Jesse Shields fired a handgun at the lasers. The lasers, as it turns out, were actually fireflies. They feared they were being chased, and they ran to a nearby home. Someone at the home called 911.
Yeah.
And then they ran to a neighboring home where the homeowner got the gun from them. So someone had to like wrestle the gun away from them because they just kept shooting into the sky.
Yeah.
And so the homeowner said... Shields asked the homeowner, can I take a shower? And he says, quote, to get the goo off me that was burning my skin. Get the goo.
Why would you do this to yourself? Why would you do this to yourself?
Yeah.
Listen, I've had my moments, okay? I'm not proud of it, but I got a lost decade somewhere.
Yeah, I know.
That I can't, you know, where I'm just like, oh, that's me? I don't remember that picture being taken. Why am I only wearing one sock on my foot? You know, how did this happen? But I, you know, so I've definitely had my moments, but that's just nuts.
Yeah, that bath salts.
It's scary.
These homeowners were lucky that they did not eat them, because I think cannibalism is kind of a sign of the bath salts.
It is, yeah.
If I swallowed any of that bone, am I a cannibal?
Chunga, I'm glad you brought up corpses, because the next story is about extreme embalming.
Cadavers. Cadaver.
Not corpses.
Cadaver bone.
Cadaver bone, not corpse bone,
right,
I guess.
Exactly.
But guys, have you ever heard of extreme embalming?
I don't think so.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Extreme embalming.
So there's this new thing, and I have pictures as well for an object lesson.
What is... Oh, wow.
Oh, I've heard... Yeah.
You've heard of this?
I've heard about this. Yeah, this is weird. This is really weird.
Okay, so this kid died, and they said the family honored his memory in an unusual wake. So his corpse was positioned in a chair facing a television screen, a video game controller in his hands, and his favorite snacks next to him.
In the house?
No, he is posed in a church cultural hall, you can see, and there are chairs all around him.
No, he looks just like a normal...
Basically, it's him in like a Celtics jersey. He's dressed up like he's going to go play a game, and he's probably playing like PUBG.
That dude looks alive.
Yeah, yes. He's dead.
He's wearing his kicks?
Yes, and so this is like, you know, not, you know what is
so called? This is, no, hold on a second.
When you stuff animals?
Yeah, taxidermy. Yeah.
Taxidermy.
They just taxidermied a dude.
Yes. It's not permanent, though.
It's not permanent.
Shasta the Liger. So this is, that's not just there for forever, like at the church.
No, it's for a wake.
So it's like Easter, they put bunny ears on him, and then they put a Santa hat on him at Christmas, and he's holding the collection plate.
Yeah. Well, you know how some wakes...
Is that like a funeral?
Yes.
That's a funeral.
So some wakes are like 3 days in a lot of cultures. And I'm assuming that's what this is. It's probably a night where they have people come, and instead of a viewing, you know, where they're laying in the coffin and they're a little maybe bloated or whatnot, this is they just full-on suck every fluid out of them.
And the family's wanting to be remembered, like, at their core, like, they are, exactly what they do.
So it's almost like, I don't really care for viewings, honestly, because that's my last memory of the person.
It's the hardest thing. Yeah, it's funny, because I always feel so disrespectful, especially because I'm empathic.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me, you know, going to Phil's funeral, Phil Musumeci, our social media director who died a year ago, year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago now.
Wow.
Man, time passes. Holy cow. That and my dad are the only two funerals I've gone to in a very, very long time. And I don't know that I can go to any more.
Right.
It's really, really painful. And I can't have that be my last memory.
And it becomes
people.
That.
Yeah. Like my grandparents, I didn't go to my grandparents.
So there are many examples here in this story. For example, he's playing video games there. There's a woman who really loved her menthol cigarettes. So they posed her around a kitchen counter. And they put like a picture next to it, maybe like a board game.
She's like in a...
It's that one right there. The woman just sitting there.
Oh my gosh.
And there's chairs around the table. You can go sit next to her. And on this next page here.
I mean, they look alive.
They look like they're alive, but they put sunglasses on them for some weird thing.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
So they don't have the dead eyes.
Yeah. You can put marbles in there, but it might be kind of weird.
Yeah, that'd be like...
But no, there's this kid who really loved the Green Lantern.
What kind of like Steelies? Her Clearies? Clearies.
Yeah.
Like
yes.
A cat eye or a Cleary?
Yes. The Cleary? Is that what they are? Clearies?
Yeah, that's that clear. Those were the ones that we always had to get in school.
Yeah, those were
the Clearies.
Yeah. Big Clearies, I guess. Mm-hmm. But no, they dressed this kid in a Green Lantern costume, kind of propped him up against the wall. Also, there's this guy who's a taxi driver and he loved it. So they put a car in this big convention center and he was like his hands are holding the wheel. And he's just sitting there, and people could go and have a conversation with him.
Can you imagine being the janitor at that place and having to walk in and open up the building?
Oh,
and
gosh.
No thanks.
I'd be squeezing off rounds, dude.
Yeah.
That would scare me so bad.
Yeah, do you know if this is the family making the decision, or is this the person that's actually died?
No, it's the family. They're trying to honor them.
The family has chosen to do it.
You know, and I'm sure people at this point are going, oh, that's a thing? Like, I would like to be posed this way.
Yeah.
I know that was kind of a morbid sort of thing, and I have another morbid story.
It was kind of fascinating, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If people want to look at these weird corpses, because you know they will.
Yeah.
It's just human nature.
Look up extreme embalming.
Extreme embalming.
In fact, that will probably be a chunk of question in a couple weeks. What would you like to be posed as in your wake?
Oh, no.
We'll leave that for later, though.
Oh, yeah, man.
That needs to be an official one.
Yeah.
That's too good. Yeah. You okay?
Yeah. No, I'm good. Sorry. I'm sorry.
You pulling more bone out?
This is probably, it's probably the worst show ever. We probably should have waited.
Nah.
Sorry, guys. Okay, so next.
Okay.
I can't even hold the show together now.
So this story's not much better, and it's kind of dark, and I'm sorry.
Uh-oh. Okay.
This is just how it happens this late. We talked about extreme embalming. This next one is about a guy in Germany. He is suspected of poisoning 21 of his coworkers over the past 20 years. So it's this guy, and he's just your average everyday coworker. You go and sit with him in the lunchroom, and you just have a conversation with him.
Hi, Janet. How's your day going?
Exactly.
Oh, nice to see you, Kathy.
Here's what he's been doing.
Don't show me your koi fish tattoos again, Caleb. Nobody cares.
Don't show me your keto workout plan.
I don't want any of your keto
workout plan.
So this guy... He's eating lunch with a coworker, and this coworker looks at his lunch and he goes, "What's this white powder?
White powder?
I didn't put white powder on my leftovers." And he kind of looks, and then he's like, "I'm not going to eat this."
You're not going to notice white powder on your food,
exactly. Yeah. And he goes to IT and he says, "Hey, can we review some of that security footage of the break room?" And he sees this coworker that he's sitting next
sprinkling white powder on his food.
And so they bust this guy, this coworker.
It's like the sixth sense, dude. It's like that mom with the soup.
Yeah, pretty much. No, that's exactly it, right? And so they suspect he may be responsible for 21 deaths.
21 deaths?
Since 2000.
Killing off his coworkers.
Yeah, this guy's...
Do you think it's not kind of weird that half the people in the office just keel off and die?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Yeah, I mean, because it's been over 20 years, and so he kind of just takes his time, and maybe he's like, you know, Janet, she's had her time.
I've had enough of her.
She died
in her
sleep.
I'm not going to HR about her.
Yeah, so they broke into his house, and they found, cadmium, quicksilver, lead, all this kind of crazy stuff.
So poisoning them with quicksilver and lead.
Yes.
See, don't you wish it just turned you into a superhero?
Yeah.
Well, of course. Know? Who do you think you're talking to?
It'd be awesome.
So
I was kind of hoping this bone graft would be
no,
do something awesome for me.
Maybe.
It'd be sweet.
So you're saying you want a coworker to sprinkle white stuff in your food so maybe you can become a superhero?
I wouldn't chance it. But wouldn't it be awesome if it just happened by fate?
I'm hoping for the best.
I'd be like, haha, the joke's on you. I'm superhuman.
Though with what's happened tonight, I'm fearful for you.
Yeah,
it's been a weird day.
That is Kenny's random stories.
Yeah, nicely really done. I actually approve of these random stories, yeah. Kenny. Good job, man.
They fell.
Well. You kick them.
Sorry.
I kicked my random stories.
Movies.
I got movies. Lots of movies.
Yeah. We just need to end the show.
Okay, I'll end it really quick.
No. Do your thing.
So we didn't get to do a show last week, so I want to catch up on a few movies that we missed.
Well, and before that, I don't even think we had any movies to talk about. It's been a slow
couple
weeks.
No, we had no movies.
So we'll start with oldest to newest.
Because there's Ant-Man. You and Liz went to see Ant-Man. You couldn't talk about it.
Yeah, Ant-Man and the Wasp. I basically told people it was just bad. Because it's bad.
Uh-huh.
It is such a...
I wonder how many of these movies you're going to go to before Liz is like, I'm not doing this shit anymore.
Tonight?
She made it three movies?
Yeah, I think three or four
movies. Before she's like, no, I'm done.
It's almost like this. She'll say, hey, you owe me one for this. And I'm like, I'm not enjoying myself either.
That's your job.
I've been doing this for years. I know when a movie's bad. It's not a joy for me to be there, but I got to be there.
It was a joy.
Sorry, babe.
No, it was a joy. You were so excited.
So
at work today, you're like, it's The Rock, dude.
We'll get there.
All right.
So first, let's cover Ant-Man and the Wasp. This is the 20th Marvel movie. It's the sequel to 2015's Ant-Man with Paul Rudd.
You don't have to sell it. It's okay.
You're trying to be not biased. Yeah.
It's a sequel to a surprising sleeper hit of 2015. And this one has the Wasp featured alongside, starring Evangeline Lilly.
She's really hot, though.
She is really hot.
I like her more as an elf than a human, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Honest, she's way hotter. Yeah, she's way hotter as an elf.
No, she kind of is. You're right.
Yep.
So in this movie, it's the follow up or whatever to Infinity War. This is where my normal tone comes in. Ant-Man. This is a movie where it's a chase movie about trying to catch a stolen building because you can shrink a building. And there's a secret lab inside, and all the bad guys are trying to get the secret lab, and so it goes from person to person, and they try to steal back the lab in the secret building that's shaped like a suitcase.
It sounds like a Powerpuff Girls episode.
It is a Powerpuff Girls episode, but not funny.
Well, okay. I think the difference would be those are good.
Those are actually pretty good.
Like, they're clever, right?
Yeah.
This movie coasts on the... Chunga?
Yep.
So slow down real quick.
Hey, listen, I'm not saying
on
anything.
The charm and likability of Paul Rudd. The smarminess, if you will.
Sure.
But what this movie does is borrow the originality from the first movie, which there were some really great side gags in the first movie.
Yep.
And now they have nothing. And they're like, let's make a Pez dispenser big. Yeah, that's it. We'll do that.
Mm-hmm. Which they show in the trailer. I mean,
they show the best shrinkable moments or upsizing moments in the trailer because there's really nothing here. It's over just over 2 hours and it's really quite dull. Everyone's calling this a palate cleanser because Infinity War was so dark, but what this is a standard Marvel movie. There was one dark movie and then they're like, yeah, I need light comedy in my life. This is a fluff movie. There's really nothing here. It's tedious to watch.
Listen, everybody knows our stance on Marvel movies, so I'm going to play the devil's advocate here a little bit. There's nothing wrong with a popcorn movie where people just want to go and laugh and have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I would appreciate it if they were good, you know. But even Sean Anders, who we love, who is our buddy, our photographer here at Podbash, he's like, look, will you lighten up with the Marvel stuff already, please? You guys just hate it so bad. I know it sucks. I still want to go see it.
Yeah.
So even the people that like it will acknowledge it's shit, but we still want to go and watch it.
Well, I think that's the thing is they like this formula, and that's okay. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. Just expect more. If a movie is being made for you for $250 million, expect better.
Yeah.
Don't expect to be dumbed down. You are not the lowest common denominator, everyone.
Yeah.
Expect to be challenged, not to see some funny gag where Ant-Man is running away like a little, like Sebastian in The Little Mermaid in a chef's kitchen. Like, you're like, oh, okay, that's clever, I guess. It's just, it's really poorly made. The direction is not there.
Yep.
The pacing is just awful.
Yep. Will you go as far as to say if people like this movie, they're stupid?
I will not say that.
Kenny, why would you say that?
I will not, Junga.
You said it like 100 times at work.
Maybe. It's a D. This movie is okay. A D.
It's a D.
It's super dull.
D for dumb.
Dull.
I like dumb.
Yeah, dumb.
So what's next?
The First Purge.
Oh, The First Purge.
This is the fourth Purge.
See, I'm excited to see this because I like the first two. I kind of am.
Really?
Honestly, I'm surprised you're not because you and I, we watch them all the time.
This one looks like it's just a total agenda film.
One and two were great.
Three
and they had a bit of an agenda there, too.
Well, yeah,
that's
right?
That's the whole backstory of The Purge, though.
But at least, like, in the first movie, they tell it in a way that it's a horror film, and it's kind of cleverly, like, disguised. Yep. I say that in quotes.
Yep.
This one is like, if you vote for Trump again, this will happen. They're basically saying, hey, everyone, conservatives will kill this country because they hate black people. That's this movie. There is no subtlety here.
So it comes down to they don't like black people? That's what the movie's about? They don't like black people.
This is the first purge. And what happens is the new government, the new founding fathers of America, which are sponsored by the NRA.
They're sponsored by the NRA.
Yes.
For the record, I'm not an NRA member.
Sure. But they have decided that there's going to be this new event called the Purge. They're going to have it in Staten Island, and they're going to pay minorities to stay in the city just to see how the experiment goes.
Okay.
And so when the experiment doesn't go really well and people aren't killing each other, they bring in mercenaries and military men to bring in and kill.
To kind of prime the pump.
To prime the pump and make this a success and kill these minorities. These men,
it's just focused solely on minorities?
Oh, yes. The lead character were meant to root for is a drug dealer. He is the one that you're rooting for in this movie.
You're rooting for a drug dealer?
Yeah. The biggest drug dealer in town.
Okay.
And in this movie, the imagery is just ridiculous. All the cops are wearing the black masks that they'd wear in the 1920s, basically. You know, just to mimic black faces. They're wearing Ku Klux Klan helmets. Or there are scenes where they have the slow motion patriotic songs and you see
Is this done by the same people that have done the other Purge movies?
No, new directors and everything. There's been a new team every time. It's kind of like Paranormal Activity where they're like, it's profitable and let's make another one. Yeah. But this one is like, hey, these purgers are dressed as cops and they are kicking a black man while he's down thing.
Got it.
So it is a total agenda. Just
the entire thing. And look, there's still violence to be had. It's still a Purge movie and that's the intent. And there's jump scares and there's people in masks, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the there's nothing new here.
Mm-hmm.
And for being the first Purge.
So it's like, go watch the first Purge or the second Purge and you'll be good to go.
Yeah. And Marissa Tomei is in this movie for some reason. Mm-hmm. She invented the idea of
Kelly
the Purge.
Clarkson?
She doesn't look like Kelly Clarkson. No, she doesn't.
Every time I see Kelly Clarkson, she looks more and more like the talking Christmas tree at ZCMI. Back in the day.
The one that swore at you?
The one that was like, F you. And the lips moved after it said it.
That's what the fifth Purge movie should be about.
The talking Christmas tree.
Yeah, yeah, ZCMI.
It's terrifying.
So this movie, look, it's probably a D plus because it's really, there's nothing there. There's nothing new to the formula.
Yep.
And go watch one of the first ones at best.
I think the second one is probably the best.
See, I think the first one, because I think Home Invasion is scariest. Because nothing else feels that real.
Well, Ethan Hawke's a great actor, too.
Right. So.
Okay, so what's next?
The next one is Skyscraper with Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Nev Campbell in this movie as well.
Oh, Nev Campbell's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's cool.
You know,
she looks great.
Yeah, she does.
She's aged very well.
Yes.
As has The Rock. The Rock has also aged very well.
Well, they gave him a graying beard in this movie to differentiate him from any of his other movies.
Scruff him up a little?
To make him look like a family man.
You know, I got to tell you, he's a great guy, very nice man. Met him several different times.
Mm-hmm.
Met Nev Campbell. Both of them are just awesome. Nev Campbell is one of those people. I've talked about this in the past where you see them on TV or whatever, but then you see them in person and they're so pretty, it literally hurts you to look at. Like it makes you, it just overwhelms your senses and you're like, I don't even know what to do here.
Mm-hmm.
There have only been a handful of Jane Seymour.
Oh, for sure.
Was one of those people.
Yeah.
And that was not that long ago.
Right.
Believe it or not, Christina Aguilera was one of those people.
Really?
When, you know, before all the all the weirdness. I would say 2006 when I met her.
Okay.
Christina Aguilera was one of those people. There's been a handful, right? Mm-hmm. But Neve Campbell was definitely one of those people.
Okay.
Katie Holmes was one of those people.
Really? Yeah. Surprising.
But you wouldn't think, because she's kind of like the girl next door, right? Neve Campbell. But when you see her in person, not the girl next door. Huh. Very, very pretty, yeah.
So the story of this movie is The Rock. He plays a security analyst, the main security guard for the tallest building in the world, which is in Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. It is the biggest building ever, and it's like a residential building. It's a mall. It is 220 stories high. And it's meant to be this tourist attraction. So he is the guy that has the job to take care of this place.
Yeah.
He also has a prosthetic leg, which doesn't really come into play in the story, but he needed the prosthetic leg for one reason.
Is there a gun in it?
Oh, there should be. No, it's not that kind of movie.
Like peg leg machine gun.
It should be.
Does he take it out to like climb up the building as a hook with the leg? No way.
Spoiler alert.
No way.
At one point,
he's like, let's skip to the end.
I was totally
guessing. He takes off the leg and then hops to the end of the movie.
At one point, he has tied a rope to himself to climb the outside of the building.
Right.
And honestly, the way this movie displays heights is pretty cool.
I can just see the writers. They're like, let's put the rock. We're going to put the rock in a burning building.
Yeah.
In the tallest burning building we can think of. Well, that's not enough. He's the rock. Well, what are we going to do? I don't know. Let's give him a fake leg.
Yeah.
Done. Write it in.
So, spoiler alert, at one point, he's got a rope tied around himself or his leg or something, and he falls down, and you're like, oh, no, he's going to fall. And this
rope. So that's his logic? I think I'm going to tie a rope to my fake leg and jump? There's all kinds of problems with this.
Well, he had duct tape on his hands, too, and that's how he's climbing the building. Literally duct tape on his hands that he's climbing a building with. So don't worry about it.
I tried it.
Did he also punch a torpedo?
Not in this movie. It's not that fun. So
it's not as fun as Fast and Furious.
Yeah. So he falls and he's hanging by his fake leg and it's starting to fall. And he jumps up and because his leg falls off and he grabs his fake leg.
I'm going to grab my fake leg.
Yeah. That's this movie.
So I was right?
You are. Yes. Yeah. Here.
Liz. Yes. Oh, she's just shaking her head like she's speechless.
She won't go to any more movies with me.
I'll go with you.
Oh, that's Liz laughing. I thought it was one of the cats. I was like, well, what the hell? Hey, Liz. So this was like...
No, it's meant to be Die Hard. That's basically what it's going for, an updated version, a high-tech version of Die Hard. But when the terrorists that try to take over this building, it is such a convoluted plan. Like, the reason for doing such is bonkers. It's not... I'm sitting there throughout the movie going, oh, I hope they have a good reason. When they finally explain it, I'm like, I wish I didn't know anymore. I just wish, just burn building burn. That's fine.
Yeah.
Just hang from great heights. Because the heights in this movie are kind of cool. They're kind of intense. And that's about as far as it goes.
Did they play the roof at any time in the movie?
No. It's not that funny.
We don't need no water. Let the mother...
No, it's
an awesome song.
It is. This movie is not in on the joke. It's quite serious. Actually.
Oh, really?
In fact, when there's a joke, like you're like, oh, because I haven't heard any other jokes. The end of this movie takes place in a room. It's like a funhouse mirror room, but it's futuristic. And there's no...
Like the John Wick? John Wick 2?
It's like John Wick 2, but dumb.
Or like The Man with the Golden Gun.
Exactly. That's what it reminded me of. Man with the Golden Gun.
Okay.
But there's just nothing... Can I ruin the movie?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know. Are there going to be a lot of people that are like, damn it, Kenny!
Morgan.
Just Morgan.
Morgan wants to see this.
Yeah, ruin the movie.
Morgan
can turn it off. They can stop the podcast. This is the last movie, right?
So at one point, this is the last movie.
So this is the last thing we're doing. So you can stop it right here.
The main villain, your Alan Rickman of the movie, is holding The Rock's daughter hostage. Mm-hmm. And there's this big chasm. And they're like basically on the roof. And he says, you know, Rock, I'm going to drop your... If you don't give me that flash drive, I'm going to drop your daughter.
Wait. I thought he was just saving the building.
There's a flash.
It's a flash drive.
I shouldn't have said it. Spoiler alert.
It's a flash drive.
And he says...
Because you can't dupe those 100,000 times. Dropbox doesn't exist anymore.
You don't have to worry about
Dropbox. The Google Drive.
So he says, if you don't give me that flash drive...
If you don't give me this technology from 2006...
I'm going to drop your daughter down this, like, to her death. with the grenade, and he has a grenade in one hand and the daughter in the other. I'm like,
if and the just, building's on fire. I'm like, and he's got a fake leg.
I'm like, if you just drop the daughter, she'll die. Yeah, but you're holding the grenade. And so obviously the Rock, because it's a house of mirrors, he goes, he's like, yeah. And so the guy tries to shoot the Rock, and the Rock goes, I'm right behind you, because it's a fun house mirror place,
sure,
right?
Sure, yeah.
And then pushes him, grabs his daughter last second, and this guy drops with a grenade, and he has a parachute, right? So the guy, bad guy's going to get away.
I thought he's in a thing.
But the grenade goes off and blows up the parachute and him.
What happens to the flash drive?
Oh, that's the biggest twist of all.
The old grenade in the mirror funhouse ploy.
He actually tried to use the flash drive, and he put it upside down and just broke it. He didn't even know how to put it in the computer.
Like, right. I don't know. So,
sorry, it's probably not good when I ruin movies. They're generally Rock movies, though. I'm sorry, everyone. It's a D+. It's still better than Ant-Man and the Wasp. I'd watch this movie 3 times over.
You just Ant-Man lost and the every Wasp. Listener. All million of them gone.
Sorry.
Over the Ant-Man and the
Wasp. It's a boring movie.
And your hatred of the Rock.
There's at least now, heights.
We need to explain something here. Kenny is a huge WWE fan. Did you know this about him, Liz? Huge WWE fan. And when the Rock beat up the Undertaker, he was
no, no, it was Mankind.
I'm sorry.
You got to step back
Mick
here.
Foley, Mankind.
I don't know my wrestlers. The Rock beat up Mankind?
Yes.
And you've hated him ever since.
Yeah, he's a bully. He's a straight up bully. No one should respect that man.
So you hate The Rock anyway. You hate everything The Rock is in because he beat up Mankind when you were 12.
I was 17.
You shouldn't have said that.
I tried to help you out there. No. I was trying. You should have just gone with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You were 17.
Yeah. That's when I was a wrestler in the backyard on the trampoline.
Good heavens.
Should
just,
I stop?
Just you should just, yeah.
I think I may need to go to the hospital. So, I think it's time to end the show now.
Yeah.
I hope everybody has a great rest of your week. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Sorry it was a total mess. It'll be better next week. Please come back. Bye.
This is the Radio Ronin Show on Podbash.com.